Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell-Reisman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Karen's a long time, let's see, how many we got here? 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Wow. I don't know what we would do without her. How about that, folks? 16 years she's been hanging out with us. She's the speak-for-yourself person. She's one of our top communication experts in our Brain Trust, one of the top experts of that nature in the galaxy. She's the author of a number of books, including Naked Truth, about giving great speeches, that whole series of books. And she's our good friend, Karen Cortell-Reisman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we knew she was smart, folks, because one of the first things we knew about her is that she's a cousin of Albert Einstein, for goodness sake. And so she continues to serve his legacy well as she helps us with our work here on the show. Karen, I'm glad you're here. Words matter. And you make that case every time we're here, but understanding what people do is as important as the words that we use, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's the purpose of this program this morning. I want to talk about a 10-word sentence, 10 words that will transform your business. You ready?
Yep.
You ready for these 10 words? Count them up with me. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And I begin every one of my workshops, keynotes, and executive communication programs with my clients talking about this sentence. And I thought, why not share it with you and share it with our community that you and I have created over these years? And I want to stop right there and just stop halfway through that sentence. People do business with people. That's 5 of those 10 words.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I think we forget that.
Karen, everybody listening to you just got through saying, well, duh. Most of us don't deserve to say that because we don't remember it.
We forget. People do business with people. People are not doing business with spreadsheets. They're not doing business with what you're selling, your services. They're not doing business with the technology behind your service or what you're selling. People are doing business with people that they know, like, and trust. So we have to communicate. It's all in the way you communicate, because there's lots of people out there that are doing exactly what you do. You have competition. And it's the way you communicate. It's the way you've created that relationship that separates those that are successful from those that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're absolutely right. The duh part of this is those first 5 words. But I always stop people and go, wait. We hide behind. And in my world, people will give presentations and they'll come to me and they go, I've got this whole deck done. And my heart plummets because they've been spending all their time on their PowerPoint presentations, which are usually horrible and way too filled with junk. And they've forgotten to create a relationship with the person that they're talking to. They're so involved with the presentation itself.
They don't value the fact that this person actually got up off their backside, laid their mobile device down and came into their shop or called them or even sent them an email or something.
Digitally, that's right. We do so much of our work is done digitally, and then we pile on all this data and all this stuff. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't give people the information that they want, but to first realize that you're doing business with a human being, whether it's on a digital format, or it's in person, or it's in a room where you're talking to 100 or 1,000 people.
There's a book that was written 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago, that I read a long time ago, his series of books, Robert Ringer. You remember, you ever reading any of Robert Ringer's books? He wrote Looking Out for Number One, but one of his books was called Winning Through Intimidation. And he didn't mean being aggressive and loud and that kind of intimidation. He meant loving up your customers so much that the idea of making a decision without you scared the heck out of them. that they depended on you so much, they counted on your expertise and how much you cared about them so much, mm-hmm. that they were intimidated into not making a decision without you. That's what he meant by winning through intimidation. And that's what you're talking about. When people know, like, and trust you, they form a bond with you, and anything other than bonding and doing business with you is intimidating to them. It's a good intimidation.
Well, and I'll just take it back one step and just say it's about the relationship. And we often forget, and we go straight into the data, straight into the PowerPoint, straight into features, functions, benefits of whatever it is you're doing, and forget to spend that few extra minutes trying to get to know, like, and trust the person that you're communicating with, even if it's done in a digital format.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to dissect the second half of the sentence, but what else is on your mind before we get to the second half of that sentence?
Yeah, that's fine. The thing that let's go to the second part, because that's, in fact, I've got about a minute. Let's wrap this one up, because we come back, I've got a couple of examples myself. Go ahead.
I just want to say that on the other side of that, the knowing, liking, and trusting, the knowing part is not that easy. As you said, it sounds obvious, but to be known means you have to get out there and you have to network, mm-hmm. and you have to be there. It's not net sit. It's not net eat. It's net work. Mm-hmm. You have to work at this. You can't just sit in your office behind your computer or in the back of your big factory. You've got to get out there and know who your customer is.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the like and trust part, because this is where the beautiful part of winning through intimidation is. And folks, I think about this it all the time. It's a good thing. This is a good thing. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. 10 important words that we just learned from Karen Cortell Reisman. She and I will be right back. Speakforyourself.com, right, Karen?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.